Every fall, there's a roundup here of the herd just outside of Salt Lake City. You can even bring a horse or rent one and help corral hundreds of bison roaming one of the largest islands in the nation. The unique story on the American countryside, brought to you by my friends at Exmark Mowers. Score year in savings at Exmark.com today.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
In the Great Salt Lake lies Antelope Island. Its 28,000 acres were long used by ranchers to graze sheep. Today, Jeremy Shaw helps oversee a different kind of herd for the state of Utah.
We've got one of the largest publicly owned herds of bison, American bison, in the country. So we've got right around, you'll see between 500 and 700 bison, depending on what time of year.
The Island Ranch is part of Antelope Island State Park.
We round up all the bison and auction them off in the fall. So every October, we round every bison up off the island, and we run them through, and we give them shots, and we check them and make sure they're healthy. And then we keep about 200 to 250, and then we auction those off. The other 500, we turn back out on the island, and they just free range.
Until the 1960s, you had to get here by boat. Today, an earthen causeway brings visitors.
We also have a really good herd of pronghorn antelope. We've got some great big mule deer. And we've got some California bighorn sheep. Those are the most common that people will see. But
there are saltwater beaches here that make swimmers float like a cork, plus much more.
And then we've got about 30 miles of non-motorized trail. We've got a hike that's the Frary Peak hike that takes you to the highest point on the island. And if you can get to the top of that peak and look around, it's a scene that you're not going to see anywhere else in the world. It's amazing. It's probably one of my favorite places I've ever been to just sit and soak it in.
From the peak, you can see the cities of the Salt Lake Valley. Yet from this island's high point, you'll feel like you are at one of the most remote and beautiful points on Earth. Traveling the countryside on Antelope Island, Utah, I'm Andrew McCrae.